This is St. Louis Public Radio. On Saturday, people will gather in Mount Olive, Illinois, about 50 miles northeast of St. Louis, to celebrate the legacy of Mother Jones. She's the union activist who rabble-roused for workers' rights in the early 1900s. Mary Harris Jones is buried in a historic coal miner cemetery in Mount Olive that attracts visitors from around the world. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard recently visited with the caretakers of the Mother Jones Monument, who are working on a new museum about her life.
Jim Alderson and Nelson Gurman are sitting, as they often do, at the base of the Mother Jones Monument in Mount Olive, Illinois. They spend hours here at Union Miners Cemetery, tending to the weeds and contemplating the future. How can they ensure that younger generations will know the story of Mary Harris Jones, the fearless union organizer who crusaded for workers' rights a century ago? Alderson is a retired teamster. He says he learned about Mother Jones as a child because his father and grandfather were coal miners.
It's hard to explain, you know, why we're so committed. She was too important a person to be left out. And a lot of us feel like this is sacred ground here around this monument. And I intend to be buried over here on the north side of the monument and be Nelson's neighbor for eternity.
The men are only slightly younger than the 80-year-old obelisk that honors Mother Jones. It was erected in 1936, 6 years after she was buried here, at her request, next to three coal miners who died in a labor riot at Verdon, Illinois in 1898. Coal miners from across the country chipped in to honor the women who protested with them. The monument is a National Historic Site. There are highway markers on nearby Interstate 55 and also on a well-traveled stretch of Old Route 66 that passes through town. Gurman says people from all over the world stop by to see the landmark. Many have no idea who Mother Jones was.
It's a pleasure to talk to these people and tell them what the true story is. It's hard to get anything done because about the time one group leaves, another one shows up. So I like to talk a little bit too, so.
No.
Gurman tells visitors how vehemently Mother Jones fought to get children out of the nation's factories and coal mines.
And if you look at any of the history books that tell the true story, you'll see where they had children 5 or 6 years old working in the textile mills, 10, 11 years old working in the coal mines. It was a brutal part of our history that we cannot let be forgotten.
Gurman grew up in Mount Olive. He worries that some residents know little about the self-proclaimed Hellraiser who's buried at the edge of their town. He's president of a group that's creating a Mother Jones museum. They have a location, a room in the new city hall. Now they're raising funds for exhibits. Rosemary Foyer is a history professor from Northern Illinois University who's on the museum board. She says that Mother Jones spent a lot of time in St. Louis and was impressed by the solidarity of the miners in Mount Olive. In 1897, their March for Better Working Conditions had national impact.
We really have to think of the miners in this small town taking history into their own hands, marching from Mount Olive to Belleville, Illinois, 50 miles, and saying to their fellow miners, come out with us, we're fighting for an 8-hour day, we're fighting for a living wage, and we have to be in this together.
Foyer says that's why Mother Jones chose to be buried in Mount Olive. Her funeral here in 1930 made headlines around the world. On Saturday, the museum is hosting a May Day celebration. Organizers hope people will come and share stories of Mother Jones that have been passed down in their families. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.